Wake up, Ryan.
It's the Hour Roundtable with myself, Ryan Price, Limeig, and Leo Mann in the studio. Many people miss their train to Dreamtown, and the thing is, they were at Bed Station at the right time with pajamas packed, but still couldn't make it. It's time to stop missing those trains. New research has some suggestions. Guys, what's going on? Limeig,
well, there are some
us.
Tips, yeah, that can help us get to sleep easier. I think there are some tips that I've been practicing unknowingly for some time now. So, number one on the list, apparently, is to wake up at the same time every day to build patterns.
Is this something you do?
Yeah. Even on weekends, on holidays, I wake up no later than 9 a.m. in the morning.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Self-discipline.
That's because, our bodies... Well, now I have theoretical basis to support my lifestyle, because our bodies are intelligently rhythmic and thrive on consistency. So by waking up at the same time, we regulate the circadian rhythm that coordinates hormones and metabolism connected to sleep and wakefulness.
All right, so we got Limeig living the perfect lifestyle over here, going to bed and waking up at the same time, even on weekends.
Even on weekends.
But this maybe is a way to get better sleep if you are having some problems. What else do we got, Leo Min?
Well, include some breakfast habits. You need to eat breakfast first thing in the morning to calm your brain. Yeah. This is something I don't really understand, because after I had breakfast, I usually would fall asleep again.
Yeah. So the thing is, as I understand,
we're
a product of those who have come before us, and even cavemen, like, dare I say, Huyang. No, she just lives in a cave. But anyways, so the rest of us have moved on. But still, we are a product of those times. And the thing is, when we eat breakfast, our bodies, subconsciously, so much is done. They don't stress as much because they're like, oh, there's more food in the cave we could eat this morning. Oh, guys, we can go to bed too. That means we don't have to stay up and hunt and these kind of things. We're not going to starve. Your body is less stressed. Step away from the snooze button. That's another one here. It confuses the brain. Guys, your body naturally wakes up like 1 to 2 hours before you're trying to wake up. Mm-hmm. But if you abruptly do it, you're still going to be groggy. That circadian rhythm is such a big contender. Limeig, what else do we got?
Oh, avoid napping for more than 20 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do this. I don't usually nap.
Okay.
But when I do, I try and avoid napping for 20 minutes. Actually, I think a lot of us feel that same thing when we sleep maybe sometime in the afternoon after lunch.
Yeah.
When we sleep for more than 20 hours, we wake up, we feel very, very tired, actually, instead of feeling refreshed.
Leo Min, what else we got?
Get exposure to natural outside light. It synchronizes our master clock.
Mm-hmm.
I really would put a kind of eye lad on to avoid those kind of light. According to this research, it seems to be unscientific.
That's right. I see people out there on sunny days with umbrellas. Folks, put those umbrellas down and get that sunlight. Maybe it's keeping you awake at night. Also, maybe it's that midday coffee, guys.
Yeah.
I break this one often. I love coffee. I have a problem, okay? But guys, for obvious reasons, midday coffee can sometimes actually be keeping you up. The effects still are seen after you drink that coffee.
Really? After so many hours?
It's true. I know. And I feel as bad telling you that as the information as I read it. Also, things like a protein-rich and complex carbohydrate diet. Guys, our diet has a massive effect on our sleep quality, but we don't even consider this most of the time when we're grabbing lunch or snacking throughout the day. Protein-rich and complex carbohydrates. Foods like whole wheat pasta is a complex carbohydrate. They take longer to digest and make the blood sugar level increase gradually, whereas things like cookies just make it shoot through the roof suddenly. So try to eat healthier too. What else, Limeig, quickly?
Well, something that I've been misunderstanding for a long time. So it seems like doing exercise is not going to affect your sleep. I was under the impression that you shouldn't exercise maybe 2 or 3 hours before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, keep your alarm clock out of sight to avoid pressure. Mm-hmm. Also, something that we need to pay attention to is no gadgets 30 minutes before bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
we got some people on the team that break this rule often. Come and grow. grumpy and bully me around, so I hope they're listening. But also, guys, a big one here I want to mention is routine. Guys, make a routine before you go to bed tonight, because we are true creatures of habit. And so making that routine subconsciously tells your body it's night-night time. And that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can join our discussion on WeChat. That is Easy FM Roundtable. Or leave us your thoughts on Sina Weibo. Just search for Chingsong Taopin Roundtable. For our podcast listeners, find us at Roundtable Yuanzhou Hui Yi.